The American Civil Liberties Union and the ACLU of Michigan were in federal appeals court today in a challenge to the FBI's refusal to make public information about which American communities it's spying on. The ACLU filed a lawsuit in 2011 after the FBI refused to respond to a request for information about the implementation of its racial and ethnic mapping program in Michigan. Nusrat Chaudhary is a staff attorney with the ACLU's National Security Project.
This lawsuit concerns a FOIA request by the ACLU of Michigan for records about the FBI's use of racial and ethnic information to profile entire communities for law enforcement investigation. And this is a result of powers the FBI was recently granted, or granted itself in 2008, to start suspicionless investigations and intelligence collection programs targeted at racial and ethnic groups. After the disclosure of their assumption of this power occurred, the ACLU of Michigan wanted to get information to help the public communicate with the government about whether or not this kind of authority is even permissible or whether it's leading to widespread profiling of communities.
How did the FBI respond to the initial request? Did you get any documents?
We did. We got very general documents, training PowerPoint slides about the FBI's use of race and ethnicity that didn't explain at all when the FBI can use this authority or how it's actually using it on the ground. The request in Michigan then sought local records about what the Detroit FBI field office is collecting. And in response, they produced a memo that shows that the FBI has opened an intelligence collection operation directed towards the state's Middle Eastern and Muslim populations based on nothing but crude stereotypes linking those groups to terrorist organizations, unspecified terrorist organizations overseas. With the appeal today in front of the Sixth Circuit concerned with the FBI's sweeping claims of secrecy, two of them, one over information including public census data and other information that's already publicly available that would reveal the number of communities it's targeting and which communities it's focusing on in its profiling activities, and secondly, they're trying to get a secret judicial process, completely ex parte, that doesn't involve any public acknowledgement in response to the plaintiffs of ACLU of Michigan's claim that the government might be holding information secret under a small provision of the FOIA called the exclusion provision. Both of these claims of secrecy, whether it's secrecy over information that's already publicly available or even secrecy over the court proceeding, is used to determine whether the government's complying with its obligations under the Freedom of Information Act should be rejected by the court. And we had a vigorous argument today pointing out to the court why what the government is asking for is contrary to the very purpose of the Freedom of Information Act, which is transparency and disclosure.
I understand that the FBI doesn't just target Muslims. They're also targeting African Americans in Georgia, Chinese and Russian Americans in California. What's the basis? Why are they targeting these specific groups, or is there any basis at all?
The point of this FOIA request is to find out how the government is making those sweeping links between wide, large ethnic and racial communities and what they believe to be security threats and criminal organizations. We're trying to find out information about the links, but what we do know so far is that the government has been tracking Central American communities in New Jersey, Alabama, and Georgia, African Americans in Georgia, Chinese and Russian communities in San Francisco. According to the FBI's own policy documents, they're only supposed to track racial and ethnic groups when there's a reasonable link to learning more about a threat. But there's no oversight from the public or so far from courts as to how it's employing and making those decisions.
Is the contention really that a law enforcement agency keeping intelligence on a specific ethnic group or racial group labels that entire group suspect?
Exactly. There should be a link and some kind of evidence that a group is engaging in wrongdoing when the FBI is collecting intelligence on them. The problem is that in 2008, the Attorney General passed guidelines that permit suspicionless investigations that are euphemistically known as assessments to take place. And the way we're seeing the FBI use that authority is to conduct widespread sweeping intelligence collection activities on entire ethnic groups. The problem is we need to know which communities are being targeted and how many in order to have the rigorous public debate about whether these authorities that the FBI has given itself should be repealed or taken back. And that's what this lawsuit is about. It's about getting the information we need to show that what the government is doing is inappropriate.
How did the FBI respond in the Court of Appeals today to the arguments that you've put forward?
The FBI responded with continuing to make these sweeping claims of secrecy. According to them, census data and publicly available information in the FBI's records is already publicly available, so why isn't the public trying to get those pieces of information from other locations? That argument misses the point. The point is that the public deserves to know when the FBI is using their census data to profile them for intelligence collection. That's what this appeal is about. The government also made the sweeping claim that it should be able to justify its secrecy over information through completely secret procedures, kind of a double layer of secrecy. And in court today, the ACLU tried to persuade the court that that double layer of secrecy is against the principles of the FOIA itself, which was passed after the abuses of the 60s and 70s when the FBI was engaged in rampant intelligence collection of minority communities, civil rights activists, and anti-war protesters. And, you know, that's really what this case is about. It's about using information as a tool against secrecy to arm the public so we can have the debates and discussions we need to be having about whether the FBI should be able to collect intelligence on communities with no suspicion of wrongdoing at all. And we're hopeful that in these days of government claims of secrecy over information, and particularly over surveillance of Americans, that the courts will put a stop.
Nusrat Chaudhry is a staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union's National Security Project.